Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity, the podcast where we speak life, faith, and encouragement in every situation. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Now, today's episode, like most of my other episodes, is really close to my heart because it came from something personal. The other day, I had a dream that I was at my aunt's house. And in the dream, my aunt was sitting on the porch and my grandmother was sitting on the porch. And one of my cousins was crying because someone made her feel like she wasn't good enough for something that she was trying to do. I remember standing there talking to her and telling her, you can't let what other people say or think about you affect you and affect how you feel about yourself. The things that God placed in you are for you. Now, when I woke up, for some reason, I usually don't remember my dreams, but that part of my dream I remember very strongly. And it just felt like it wasn't a dream. It felt more like it was a message that I had to share with you guys. Maybe someone's listening today that's struggling with that same kind of doubt. And if that's you, stay tuned because we're about to dive into how to deal with doubt when it's pushed on by other people. So go ahead, grab your notebooks, grab your pens, grab your favorite cup of tea or coffee, and let's get into it. First things first, we have to recognize when doubt is planted by others. Let's start by talking about how to recognize when doubt didn't start with you, but it actually started with someone else. You might notice subtle comments like, are you sure you can handle that? You might get constant comparisons. Well, someone else is better at that, or someone else is already doing that. They might tend to have negative forecasting, like saying most people have failed doing that. They just won't show any encouragement. And they might even make you feel guilty for dreaming big. Now, sometimes it's intentional, but other times people are just projecting their own fears without even realizing. We take a look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who live it will eat its fruit. The words people speak over you have real power. That's why it's important to catch these seeds before they start to take root. I tell Shamir all the time, like, be careful what you say. There's power in your tongue. If you feel like you're struggling, just say it's a setback or say you being prepared for something great. Whenever I feel like I'm going through something, I always say God is preparing me for my blessing. But before we move on, let's be clear. Not everyone who challenges you is planting doubt. Some people genuinely want to help you by offering realistic advice, given out of love. So let's talk about the difference. There is a big difference between someone pushing doubt to discourage you and someone giving you wisdom to prepare you. Here's how to tell. Realistic advice builds you up while still pointing out areas to grow. Realistic advisors want you to win, they just want you to be ready. Doubt pushers make you question if you should even try at all. For example, someone saying, I believe in you, but maybe take some extra training to sharpen your skills. That's love and preparation. But someone saying, you'll never be good enough for that, that's just fear and discouragement. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6 says, the wounds of a friend are trustworthy, but the kisses of an enemy are excessive. Real friends may correct you, but it's always wrapped in care, not destruction. When you learn to recognize the difference, it becomes easier to guard your heart and even easier to move forward without dragging other people's fears. So now let's move into the practical side. How do we protect ourselves from doubt trying to take root? First things first, you have to strengthen your inner voice. Be louder to yourself than the outside world is to you. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and perfect will of God." Fill your mind daily with truth, so doubt has no room to grow. You also need to set emotional boundaries. Not everyone should have access to your dreams. It's okay to kindly but firmly guard your vision from people who aren't equipped to handle it. Surround yourself with builders and not bulldozers. Choose to stay close to people who feed your faith, not your fear. Your circle should make you feel fueled, not finished. Understanding how to protect yourself is powerful, but it also helps to understand why some people push doubt, because that can free you from taking it personally. Now, why do people project doubt on others? Because they could be jealous, lack of vision or experience, and they're dealing with their own insecurities. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10 says, "For am I now trying to persuade people or God? Or am I striving to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." You don't need everyone's approval. You already have the only approval that truly matters, and that's God's. And sometimes the best reminder that you're in the right path is when resistance tries to rise up, but you have to keep pushing anyway. That reminds me of something that my grandma used to always say. She used to tell me, when the devil is getting busy, that's because God's got his hands on you. You should be more worried when you don't feel that pull or that push or resistance, because that means the devil already got you where he wants you. There was a time when I almost gave up on a major goal because someone I trusted said, "Do I really think I'm cut out for that?" And for a moment, it had me a little shook. Deep down inside, I wanted to do something, but I was battling back and forth with whether I should. But then I heard this whisper in the back of my mind that said, "I placed that dream inside you for a reason." When I chose to move forward anyway, I realized that that person's words had nothing to do with my actual ability and everything to do with their own limits. Remember, friends, you were created with purpose. Don't let borrowed fear stop you from walking boldly into everything God has for you. When doubt comes, recognize it, reject it, and then replace it with truth. Our affirmation for today is, "I am rooted in the truth of who God says I am. Other people's doubts do not define me. I am walking boldly in my calling, fully trusting the one who gave it to me." Now write that down and say it until you believe it. Father, thank you for your truth you have spoken over us. Thank you for reminding us that our identity and calling are anchored in you and not in the approval for others. Strengthen us to recognize when voices around us are speaking fear instead of faith. Help us to discern realistic advice from discouraging doubt. Just as I encourage my cousin in my dream, Lord, empower each listener today to encourage themselves and others with the truth that they are enough through you. Seal this message deep into our hearts and let it bear fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to tune in to today's episode of Tay Talks Positivity. I hope that someone somewhere that needed to hear today's message was able to receive it and able to take something from it to help them begin to heal. If you're listening and you know someone who you think could benefit from hearing this episode, please take the time to share it with them so that they can get into their bath of healing as well. Until next time, stay encouraged, stay rooted, and stay bold. And always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.